So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.
There's a chick that parks in the handicap spot here. And I don't know why it drives me as crazy as it does.
She's handicapped, right?
No, she's not.
And she parks there every day?
Yep. And it drives me insane.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to picture me. Okay.
It drives...
How is she getting away with it?
I don't know. But take... Here's the deal. Brett, what would you say? That parking in that spot saves her about, what, 20 feet from parking where I park? 25 feet?
I feel... because she does get here early in the morning, I feel like it's a safety... More of a safety issue.
Well, when she was...
In her mind.
When she was doing nights, I got it. Mm-hmm. I understood it. But now when we pull in, you know, because we're all doing mornings, the parking spot, you have your pick of the litter, you know, and she parks by parking in the handicap spot. She literally saves 20 feet from where if she parked where I park.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the problem. She's just going and doing it and not giving an F and whatever it is. It's driving me insane.
Well,
I don't know why I'm allowing it to happen.
I don't understand. How long has she been doing it?
I said something to her last week.
I was going
to
say, did you say something? Because she's very open. And
I did. I said something to her last week. Like, we both got here at the same time. I go, you ain't crippled.
Well, you don't have to say it like that.
You know? And she's looking at me like I'm nuts. I'm like, what are you parking in the handicap spot for? You know, figuring that might just kind of jaw her a little bit. Nope.
She forgot about it as soon as you walked away from that conversation.
She didn't give a rat's ass at all.
So, but she knows it's illegal, right?
Well, the thing is, I was going to do, we did a prank similar to this on my old producer.
But he really had issues at that moment, right? He really had back issues or something. And
funny enough, yes, he had back issues at that moment. I had a friend of mine who was a cop, and we called a tow truck company. They were all in on it, and he lost his mind. And it was one of the best pranks I've ever done. I'm considering giving it another go.
It's been a few years, and she wasn't here the first time around.
They're so fragile over there that I feel like I'll end up in an HR meeting or something like that, you know?
Yeah, it's definitely a little different these days, and I feel like she would probably take it really hard. Like, she'd think that she'd start freaking
bitch.
Out, I think.
You know, she's a tough broad, that one. Mm-hmm. You know, she really is, but I don't think she can handle it. I don't think she can handle it. But the more concerning part for me is, like, why is it bothering me as much as it is? Like, when I tell you every time I see it, I genuinely get, like, feel anger. I feel anger.
Because it ain't right. Because it's illegal. Because that's just karma. Like, what is she doing to herself there? Like, if you're not, there are people, in the building that use that and that have to park in other places?
That's the whole thing. Nobody parks in those spots ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
Not making it right, but.
No,
right.
Not the point at all.
Right.
What if people came to pick up prizes or something and they were handicapped? You know what I mean?
It's the handicapped spots are by the back door. So nobody, no visitors come through the back door. They all go to the front.
Right. And if they had to, that's where they're. And that's weird. You know, there's a ramp up front, right? Am I missing? Yeah, there's a ramp up front, too. So why would the handicap spots be by the back?
There's steps.
There's no ramp at all? Mm-mm. Am I missing? Okay. So that's even weirder. That's like my co-op. They had to put in handicap spots like 10 years ago. And they've put it furthest away from the entrances. And there's no ramps or anything. And if you happen to be handicapped, you're pretty much walking into oncoming traffic of the one-way in entrance. So I don't understand. So why would the handicap spots be in the back, the furthest from the entrance?
I don't know. All I know is the other day I'm cleaning out the garage and I found my mother's handicap parking pass.
You're going to give it to her?
To who?
No. Give it to the person that it was assigned to and be done with it.
Well, my mother's passed away.
Oh, that's
it's
right.
It's just there.
Then you need to throw it away. It no longer exists and nobody is handicapped and needs it. JP, you are so wrong right now. How can that
I'm
chick
not
parking
using,
there?
I haven't. I'm not using it. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to use it. I swear.
Okay.
I've had to park at the airports, and we've had to park at MetLife. I didn't use it.
You thought about it?
No, I didn't. Not till just now.
But will you throw it away? Because there's no need to. There's zero need to hold on to it. The person who to whom it was assigned is passed away.
Do I need to fill up a landfill over it? You know?
That one pass is filling up a landfill. Stop. Recycle it and be done.
Every little bit counts, Monica.
Okay. Whatever makes you feel better.
Pat on line two. What's up, Pat?
Hey, guys. I always enjoy the show. Thanks for what you do.
Thank you very much.
I wanted to get Monica's opinion on this. I had an argument, it was about a year ago, where a handicapped person came into the restroom and lit me up because I was using the handicapped restroom.
I'll use that handicapped stall all day, every day.
Different. Yeah, this is very different than a handicapped parking spot. This is handicapped accessible. You are not the only person allowed to use the handicapped restroom. Right. Everybody has to wait in line. And I wasn't sure if Monica's sensibilities would agree with that.
No, plus there's an easy out on that one. You could just be like, listen, somebody was in the other stall. Somebody was in there. And I had to go and I used it. Sorry.
I personally don't use the handicap ever. I just don't. Because in my head, what if I'm in there and someone who's handicapped needs to, and they have to wait on me? That ain't right. I'm not handicapped. I can go anywhere.
Right, but if you go
handicap, eliminate the need for them to have to wait in line too. They're just like everybody else.
But here's the thing. You're right. And Pat, I'm on your team on this one. But here's my question. If you go in there and there's like three stalls, two of them are filthy and one of them is handicap accessible, but it's spotless. You really got to go. Where are you going, Monica? You going to go to one of the dirty stalls? Come on.
No, that's happened to me. Remember that? I don't even know if you remember, but I was told you I was out at an eating establishment and I went to the bathrooms. The first two were gross. There just happened to be a third stall that I could use, but the only other one was a handicap one. I would have probably had to have wiped off the toilet seat or something. I'm not going to go. What if you go in there and there's a person who needs that more than I do? I have the ability to have an option. They don't have options.
When it comes to going to the bathroom, nobody needs it more than anybody else.
Yes, they do, because I don't have to have the railings.
Necessarily.
I have options. They don't. They have to go to that stall to use those rails, to need more room, and all of that. Well, it's not their choice.
You are a much better.
If you're at a public gathering and you're standing in line, you know, 15 people deep, you finally get to the front of the line, does the handicapped person have the right to cut that entire line because they happen to need that stall?
No.
They should have to wait in line just like everybody else.
Yes.
Boy, you want the people in the wheelchairs to wait, don't you?
Yep.
Come on.
Yeah.
I put myself in their situation and I would not want to be in a wheelchair.
The reason they have all these ADA regulations and whatnot is so that handicapped people are treated the same as everybody else. They have the same ability to go to an establishment as everybody else. So they're treated with an equality standpoint.
Right on,
Pat. Equally as necessary for them to wait in line.
I look at it as more of they're not held down as opposed to, like, in other words, they should have the right to go to a certain establishment, absolutely. But they're still in a wheelchair, and I feel like I should still be extra kind because they're still in a wheelchair. I'm not trying to ban them from anywhere.
Should they have more rights than everybody else that goes?
I don't think more, just equal, like you said, but they shouldn't be banned from anywhere. They shouldn't be banned from anywhere.
I agree. So if they're equal rights, they should have to wait in line, too.
No, not in a wheelchair.
Thanks, Pat.
Nope.
You're wrong, Monica.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
It's just my opinion. My opinion's not wrong. It's how I feel.
And it's wrong!
Y'all do you. Go ahead. Cut in front of wheelchair people. Make them wait longer than you. Use their bathroom and have you do you as whatever you can do to sleep at night.
Handy, capable.
I'm going to do what I do, and I'm okay.
Remember that phrase. Handy, capable.
And they are capable, but the fact remains that they're in a wheelchair and you're standing on 2 feet. That's
when nature calls,
line.
You have to answer, Monica.
Okay.
Immediately.
All right.
Duncan on line three. Go ahead, Duncan.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
I can't stand people that park in handicapped spots, but this woman at your office, you need to take your mom's sticker or handicap thing, get a nice get well card, put an envelope, and stick it under her windshield wiper.
No, because she'll take it home and use it wherever she goes.
I think if she won't get the message, she's just an idiot.
She's actually a sweet kid. She really is.
Except that she parks on the handicap spot.
I like the person.
But that's kind of a very subtle jab at her. She might get the message.
You know, I almost feel like I need to go to my shrink and be like, why is this consuming this much of my energy? Like, it literally, it genuinely, I get angry every single morning because it just, it's so unnesessary. And it's just, well, I have sciatica
in my ass.
I've had sciatica too, and I had to park on the other side of the parking lot. I mean, give me a break. Thanks, Duncan. Mike, on line one. Go ahead, Mike.
Why are you mad about it now?
Hi, Roger. Roger's not in. Good morning, first time caller.
Roger's in rehab. Go ahead.
I kind of figured that. But anyway, the handicap saw issue, I have to use them. I'm not handicapped, but the reason I have to use them, even though, Monica, I love you and I respect your opinion, but there's other reasons people use it too. I have a 4-year-old daughter, and sometimes when we go to places and she has to go to the bathroom, I would rather take her into the handicap stall. Because there's more room and more privacy in there for her to do what she needs to do while I'm in there with her, because I'm not sending her into a women's bathroom by herself.
No, not the women.
Why
not the stall? You don't need to be standing in the stall with her. You can stand outside while she goes in there.
Not when they're that little, you know.
What do you do? What are you peeing for her?
No, you're helping her clean up afterwards and everything else.
Oh, sorry.
Making sure she's doing everything right. And the other issue is there's people that with the bathroom issue, there's the reason I do that is because you go to these places and they have what you would call a unisex bathroom, but it's a family bathroom, a cis bathroom, and because people are rude enough to do the same thing, they go in there by themselves instead of using the proper bathroom. So people with families, like my situation with little girls, can't go in there and use that. So we have to opt out and use the handicap stall just to be safe about it.
You do, Mike. I don't have a kid, so I don't know what it's like to take a kid in there, but I feel like she can pee on her own. And then when she needs help to maybe wipe or pull up her pants or whatever, then you can go in there. And you're in there for not 5 minutes, so the little bit of uncomfortableness, to me personally, is okay to free up the spot for a handicapped person.
Now, if I'm by myself, I won't use the handicap. But with my daughter, because of the...
I will, especially the ones that have their own sink.
You probably be peeing in the sink, JP, knowing you.
No, I wouldn't do that. I'm not an animal. Don't talk to me.
In your life, JP, you never peed in the sink, ever, ever, ever.
Where?
Does it matter? In your life, have you ever?
Yes, I have.
In the sink. Why don't you just go outside?
I don't know. I'm sure there was a reason. Like it was cold or something.
Or you were drunk.
Could be. But I'm not in a public restroom. Not in a public restroom.
Well, other than like a trough. You guys have a trough sitch working, don't you, at some places?
Not so much. I mean, I guess it depends. But yes, I have. Have I used a sink? I have used a sink, but not regularly. That's kind of
I think I've used animal. A sink. Who hasn't used a sink? Come on. Sometimes you have to.
Never? Nope. Never not once?
Nope.
Yeah, I have. So we'll go to the same place.
Oh, good for you, Brett.
That's where I draw my line. I won't do it in the sink.
No pee. No sink peeing.
No pee in the sink. Give me a handicap stall all day. Shower's fine. Handicap stall's okay. As long as I'm not taking it away, obviously, from another handicapped person.
Yeah. Frank, on line three. Go ahead, Frank.
Hey, you know, this reminds me of Larry David. But I have a handicapped wagon. And even me, if 3 steps and I'm out of breath, it's terrible. And I'm not looking for sympathy. I got what I deserved in life. But if I see a guy with a contraption with the van and they got the automatic crane, you know, I give up my handicap for that guy. So anybody who's able-bodied, anyone who takes a handicap spot, they deserve their windows broke. I'm sorry.
I agree with you. Yeah. Good. Me too. I'm the same way. When I was in college, me and a bunch of my friends went to Hofstra at the same time. And my friend Derek had recently lost his leg in a car accident. So I remember one time getting to school at Hofstra and seeing my friend Kevin, who was as able-bodied as he gets, parked using his mother's handicap pass and parked in a handicap spot. And then I'm watching Derek drive around in circles because he had no place to park. And he had to park, like, very far away and then walk it. And he was just, I don't remember if he was still on crutches or if he was one of his early prosthetic legs or whatever it was. And I just remember, like, and if any of my friends were going to do it, it's Kevin. He's just a hump that way. But I remember that. And that's why, like, I refuse to do it. I do. All right. Thanks, everybody, for the calls. We got a lot to get to today.
What are you going to read? Closure. What? What's going to happen then? So are you going to break her window? I think you responded.
I'm not going to break her window, but I'm not going to just continue to stand idly by while it helps.
Well, you said something to her now. Will you say something again in a more stern way? Will you talk to her in the hallway? What's happening?
You know what the problem is? I kind of think I need to tap somebody else in because they're very weary of me for whatever reason.
I wonder why. I don't know.
And I happen to like her a lot, but even when I get involved with that, then all of a sudden managers from the other station start getting pissy and everything else. So I might have to guide somebody in the direction of handling the situation. But I need it handled because it's making me crazy. It's all about me. What?
What, me? What? What?
All right. We got the...
What? I think it's a good idea. You need to tap someone else in. It's a good idea.
Right. We'll do the top 10 list right around 12:50. No, top 10 list is around 1:30. And Dead Guy in the Envelope around 12:15. Roger and JP, 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. We'll be right back.
So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.